This 103rd episode of the Nerd Extravaganza podcast is brought to you free of charge. I'm Tom.
I'm Eric.
I'm Brian.
And today we'll be discussing all the awesome stuff we snag on this year's Free Comic Book Day. But first, let's talk freely about what we've been up to with our weekly geekly update. Eric, you go first. What have you been up to, man?
I wish I could say I didn't see The Amazing Spider-Man 2, but I did. Now, I'll admit, I was kind of disappointed with the original reboot. This one is a nightmare. I'm going to immediately give my review and say, do not see this movie if you like 2 hours of your life back, because you're much better off using them for anything. Stay home and file your nails, lie and say you're doing your hair. I don't know, anything. The movie's horrendous. The next thing, and this is more recent, and I haven't finished it yet. Basically, there have been a lot of these, but they're kind of hard to come by, where people re-edit Star Wars episodes 1, 2, and 3 into a full cut that's better than 1, 2, or 3, which can't be hard to do because, I mean, they're episodes 1, 2, and 3. This particular cut was one that was really hard to find. It's called 3.1, and it found its way onto Vimeo today. So I've downloaded it. I started watching it. I did like that it immediately started with the Darth Maul fight scene, which means they took the time to cut out most of episode 1. So once I've watched the whole thing, I'll give a review on that next week.
That sounds pretty cool, man. I will have to check that out myself before it gets yanked offline.
Which is probably going to happen very quickly. The download links don't work, but I found that if you have a video downloader, an add-on for Chrome or for Firefox, I was able to snag it that way.
Cool. Anything else?
That's it for now.
All right, Brian, over to you.
Well, Free Comic Book Day, of course. That was the biggie. Wednesday night, I think it was, I went out to the Adventure Game Store. I'm there once a week for our own thing, but I thought I'd branch out and support someone else. So I showed up for BattleTech Alpha Strike. And I don't know. I'm a little mixed. It was fun, but it was way, way too long. There were five people playing, and between all of the positioning and the thinking and the this and the that, it took 4 hours, and then we just gave up. So that was a little painful. And I kind of hated seeing my beloved BattleTech, like, super dumbed down. Like, I wanted a little bit more complicated. But I guess that's what sells these days, so that's just me. And finally, this is more something I read, but I just have to mention it because I'm stopping strangers on the streets and complaining about this. I read somewhere that the latest Star Wars rumor is that the upcoming series Rebels will be the link between Clone Wars and the original trilogy and the prequels, and of course tying in to 7. So that basically canonizes the shitty cartoon. Whereas all of the books and everything, like the amazing stories in the books and the comics, aren't canon.
Yeah, that's yucky. That's pretty gross. I don't understand the reasoning behind that.
I mean, can we just go ahead and say that the Christmas special is canon now, too?
Now, I speak as somebody who is trying to get through the show, the Clone Wars show, and give it a chance. I just don't think it's worthy of being given first-tier canon status.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But I do like that B. Arthur will be canon now.
I'd rather have B. Arthur than Sky Guy!
Yeah, me too. And, you know, I understand why they have to basically say, look, because we need the wiggle room to tell our own story, we have to decanonize everything that happens after the movies. But that's no reason to then turn around and say, but we're going to preserve, like, the Saturday morning, like, abomination we made out of Star Wars. Abomination might be a little strong. Let's say disappointment. So I'm with you, Brian.
I'll go so far as to say relative joy, and I'll explain. I think after you've suffered through episode 1, 2, and 3, Clone Wars was kind of a treat.
I'll say that Clone Wars as a whole is better than episode 1.
No question. In fact, I'm more upset that episode 1 is canon than I am that Clone Wars is canon.
I guess I've just had time to adapt to that. I'm so used to it. Like, you're right, that is worse. So I guess, you know, more tragic things could happen than this, but
Brian, I think that, I know it's hard, but until we've both gone through the entire Clone Wars run, maybe we should withhold judgment. I can't get past Sky Guy and Snips, but maybe. I hear it gets better later.
Maybe. I would personally rather the Lego Star Wars cartoons be canonized.
With the disco ball and the Millennium Falcon?
I'm more comfortable with, like, the Millennium Falcon being a Funkmobile before Han got his hands on it than I am with that chick calling Sky Guy and not being dismembered.
I'll admit, I'm kind of hoping this cut of episode 1, 2, and 3 salvages it in some way for me, because specifically episode 1 is a point of disdain. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but I went with a couple friends to see episode 1 when it was relaunched in 3D, and we actually announced to about the 6 other people who went to see it that were in the theater that we didn't know that we had every intention of Mystery Science Theatering this thing. And they were okay with it.
I regret that they released episode 1 in 3D, only because I would not have minded seeing the other two in 3D. Those would have been more spectacular. Episode 1 was just episode 1, but now in 3D.
But I don't see how that would have been different for 2 or 3. We went to it with the specific purpose of tearing it to shreds. That is the reason we went. We didn't go because it was in 3D.
Yeah. We should move on from this. This is a painful subject. Brian, anything else in your update?
That's it.
All right, that was pretty lengthy because once we get into Star Wars, we can never leave. Thankfully, my update is very short. I saw a movie last, I think it was Friday. I went with you, Eric. I don't remember what it was. It's like I have like a mental block. I cannot remember what it was.
Then you are officially the luckiest one of us.
Cool. Yeah, I'm glad whatever it was sucked, because I just don't remember it. My mind just, I try to recall it. I remember going to the movie theater, getting there with you guys, talking about how cool the movie was going to be, maybe, you know, holding out hope for that. And then the movie was over. And, you know, I don't have a positive kind of vibe from it, but I don't remember what the movie was. So if it was that movie you mentioned, then I'm sorry you didn't enjoy it. I just have no opinion on it because I don't remember seeing it. And apart from that non-event, I, of course, attended Free Comic Book Day, and I've been doing some gaming. I'm not sure if I mentioned it last week. I beat Rise Fall of Rome for the Xbox One, got that off my to-do list, playing more of the Disney Magical World for the 3DS, and I'm really getting into Infamous Second Son on the PS4, hoping to close that game out in fairly short order.
I'll admit, Infamous Son was one of the few PS4 games I was genuinely intrigued with currently, so what's your take?
It's good. Graphics are amazing. Plays well. I enjoy it. I'd say it's a worth buying game. Makes me really look forward to whatever Uncharted becomes. Hopefully Uncharted is over and they're going to use that same engine for something else. But I'm looking forward to what the PlayStation 4 has to offer. I see the PlayStation 4 emerging as the, I hate to say this, superior game system already. I only hate to say this because I don't want to sound like a fanboy.
Oh, we're not getting into that discussion.
Yeah, let's not. But great game. And I guess that brings us into the topic, which is Free Comic Book Day. Brian and I attended Free Comic Book Day. By attended, we mean made the rounds to all of our local comic shops to snag free stuff. And Eric, you refrained. So first of all, let's let Brian and I, as the people who participated, give the rundown on that and what we did, and then we'll get into why you didn't take part this year, Eric.
Okay.
So, Brian, keep me honest here. Free Comic Book Day is this big industry event where all the comic manufacturers or publishers, whatever they're called, give free product out to stores, and then they give away the comics. And that drives a bunch of traffic into the stores, gets people into comics, new customers, repeat customers, et cetera. At least that's the theory. Does that pretty much sum it up?
The stores do actually pay for it. It's cheaper. They're not, you know, cover price or anything. But I would like to say that, you know, it's not necessarily the goodness of the comic book industry. The little stores do have to chip in for that marketing.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I thought it was just an industry thing. So there's a fee involved to participate.
Yeah, I mean, they buy the books just like they normally would buy books. They're just, you know, much cheaper at it.
I did not know that. Okay, well, I learned something today. So there you go. Let me retract everything I just said and say that there is a certain cost associated with participating in Free Comic Book Day. But I think my supposition that it drives business is probably not too far off the mark, hopefully.
Hopefully not. I think it is a success. Every year it grows, so I can't imagine they'd keep throwing good money after bad.
Yeah, I would hope. So that said, we got up really early and went out and made our rounds to all of our local shops, or most of the local shops, and I think we got a pretty good haul. What was your overall impression? Pretty cool? Would you do it again next year?
I had one complaint, and this is such a petty complaint, I almost feel bad about it, but the one thing that I actually really, really wanted, it was Games Workshop's first time participating, because, you know, they don't really make comics, but they wanted to, like, kind of latch on, and they were giving away a Space Marine. And I've always wanted a Space Marine, but I don't actually buy Space Marines because you can't get one. You know, they come in like boxes of 10 or whatever, and I don't want 10. I just want one because they look cool. I could not find them anywhere. No one had the free Space Marine. I guess the comic book stores didn't want to give away free gaming pieces.
Interesting. So they would have had to make that part of their lineup per your understanding of how this works, right?
Yeah, they basically would have had to have ordered it. I mean, you know, I'm sure it was very inexpensive for them. That's kind of the point. But, you know, they would have had to have said, yes, send us that.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you didn't get that figure. That was, by the way, for my own edification, a Warhammer Space Marine, right?
Yeah.
Warhammer being the, in my opinion, somewhat expensive game. That is pretty popular in spite of that.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, I'm not going to play the game because, I mean, everyone agrees that basically a good army is about $2,000.
Good grief.
So it's just above my price point. I play too many other games to pump that much into one. But the aesthetic is really cool. I like Space Marines. I would like to have one Space Marine to paint and like have on my shelf, you know?
Sure, yeah.
But other than that, I love the books. I actually was pretty pleased with what they had. And I think the hot one, at least where we were going, was, what was it called? Steam Wars?
Yeah, Steam Wars, which is a steampunk takeoff on Star Wars. Is that right?
Yeah, kind of. It's almost like a parody, I guess, or a amalgamation or something like that. But that totally did its purpose for me because I liked it. I got the free one. And I liked it. And the next place we went, I was like, oh, you have 2, 3, and 4? Okay, I'll buy those.
So some instant conversions into purchases from this day, right?
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah, so that's my next question for you. And I'll back up what you said by saying I got a lot of really cool books. I thought it was a pretty fruitful day. Nothing, I would say the selection maybe wasn't as strong as last year, but... Or not as appealing to me as last year, but still some pretty good stuff. I also made some purchases, though, as we went around. So I think, at least for my part, Free Comic Book Day was far from free. I ended up spending a lot of money, as I recall doing last year, as a matter of fact.
I had a great Free Comic Book Day because I got a lot of cool stuff. There wasn't anything that I was like, oh my god, I have to get, besides the Marine, which I didn't get. But there was some cool options. I loved the hardcover Mouse Guard.
Mouse Guard being the book about the little, like, medieval mice, basically.
Yeah.
I got that, too. That was cool. I've been meaning to read that forever, so this is a great intro.
But this is a really nice book. It's like, really a hardcover, and it's well done. And this is not, like, some free thing that you read and color on and throw away. This is... I'm really impressed.
Yeah, I have to say... There is some marking of Free Comic Book Day on the books, but apart from that, you're getting like top tier off the shelf merchandise. You're not getting like some junky throwaway item or some piece of swag for your money, which is zero. And that's the most impressive thing to me. You're getting like nice products for free.
Some of the things were a little standard. You know, I guess there's always going to be a Spider-Man book or a Superman book or a Transformers book. But I also like this year, there's an honest-to-God manga, whatever you call it. I mean, it's Les Miserables, however you want to pronounce that. But this is, you know, printed backwards and just like a real manga. I like that. That's, I think that's an addition, like an honest to God manga on Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, I would count that as among the awesome products I just mentioned. So another impressive one. I did pick that up and totally worth picking up for free, in my opinion. And, you know, might get me into that property, which I guess is kind of part of the point.
One more thing I did like, I'm digging through my stack as we speak. They have, at least the first time to my knowledge, the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund participated.
Tell me more.
Well, it's just a, it's an organization about, I guess it's like free speech. They support artists in legal battles when they're being sued by this one or threatened by that one or whatever. It's a comic industry add-on, basically. Like, they, you know, they don't make their own comics or anything like that, but I think they're important to the comic industry. And they actually had two books. One was just straight up, like, help us defend comic books. And another one was Raising a Reader, which was all about teaching your kids to be a reader and seeing value in comic books and graphic novels. And I thought that was really awesome, because now we talk a lot about our generation basically being grown up and having kids that are getting ready to do this. And here's a book about how to benefit it.
That's awesome, man. And leave it to you to find the social good being done in any event.
Well, I'm all for getting more people to read comic books. I've always felt just even when I was like, you know, 12 or 13, like, how is this not reading? Like, you want me to go out and read books, right? How is this not reading? Why do comic books get, like, shit on?
Because there's pictures. It'll rot your mind, kid. It's like watching TV.
Right. All of them are immediately worthless because maybe one or two of them once upon a time were actually comical and storyless or whatever. So I'm glad that convention's finally coming down. I'm glad that comic books and especially graphic novels are being taken, like, seriously. I mean, they're literature. Just because they're illustrated doesn't change that. I mean, does Moby Dick become not literature when you illustrate it?
Yes! No.
You know, I'll chime in here. Even though I didn't participate, I do make a point every year of contacting some of the local comic shops to provide comics to me that are not given away. There's always leftovers. And they do so because I'm a teacher and I give them to my students as reading material. Because, again, it's reading. The whole point of encouraging people to read is to reach their interests. If this is their interest, more power to them.
There you go, Brian. From the mouth of an educator, an opinion that bolsters your own.
I'm glad, man. Like, I didn't even think about you being in the education system. There were a couple of educational things that I would have made a more effort to pick up. Because honestly, we went to like 10 shops. I was kind of like, I guess I'll just take another one of these by the end of the day.
Well, Brian, I don't think you should have had to make that effort. And this is a perfect time to put Eric on the couch and psychoanalyze him so we can figure out what's wrong with this kid. I got to know, Eric, you heard all the social good being done. You heard all the awesome books that we picked up and how much it benefits the industry and retailers. Why did you not participate this year? Why did you not make the rounds with us?
All right, let me preface this by saying I had a prior engagement on that particular day. However, I knew that was Free Comic Book Day, and I still made plans for that day. So that one can kind of go either way. You could say, okay, I had plans and I stuck with them instead of attending Free Comic Book Day, or that I made plans over it because I felt this was more important than Free Comic Book Day. But whatever the reason is, I didn't attend Free Comic Book Day. And part of it, I'll admit, something that you mentioned earlier, Tom, was I was not too thrilled with the lineup, first of all. There was nothing I was really dying to get my hands on by any stretch of the imagination. Now, I will admit, I am not the kind of person who tends to go to the comic store weekly or have a box. I used to be that guy, and I used to spend tons every week to get my mailbox. However, I've kind of transitioned to waiting until a good run is out and then seeing if there's a download available for my iPad, which I know is kind of sacrilege, or buying a trade paperback. But I've kind of passed, with the exception of a few comics, on buying weekly. I really don't do it much anymore.
Because of the cost and, like, storage propositions, I guess, or?
Yeah, it's a bit of both of those. It's time consuming. I find that I have a harder time following so many stories at once as opposed to really just getting into a read with all of it available. It's sort of like going on a Netflix marathon. You find a show you like, and it's way more enjoyable to kind of watch them all back to back than it is waiting every week for another one.
Right, right. I don't know that that's, did you say sacrilege?
Well, for the downloading anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry, the downloading. I thought you were implying that trades were. Well, downloading is definitely sacrilege. You should never do that.
Yeah, I don't mind the digital read. I really don't. And that's true for books also. I've gotten way into the whole ebook format. It saves me a lot of space. I live in a small apartment. But I find that I read more often that way just because I always have it readily available to me.
As long as you're paying for it, I don't object.
Fair enough, and that's the case.
Yay.
The second thing I'll say is you mentioned supporting the industry. I don't think I need a free day of comics to increase my support of the industry. Nothing is keeping me out of these stores on any other day. And that brings me to my biggest point. It's kind of like the nerdy Black Friday. And I've passed on Black Friday for like the last 3 years. I've done either shopping online or just avoided it altogether because it's chaos. And admittedly, while I could probably relate to the people more on a free comic book day and enjoy the camaraderie and such, I just don't care for that kind of like overwhelming populace situation where there's just a swamp of people trying to all get their hands on the same thing.
That should make our upcoming trip to Star Wars weekends at Hollywood Studios at Disney interesting, to say the least.
You know, I can't, with the exception of a really bad Kinect game for the Xbox 360, I can't download Disney World. So I have to go with my only option, and my only option is to attend, and I'm going to enjoy it. I know there'll be a lot of people there, and it'll be chaos, but it's for a different purpose.
It's to experience the chaos, not to brave the chaos to get some item you want.
Exactly. Like, I can go to the comic book store the next day with no chaos. If I could do the same thing with Disney, if I could go, oh, the next day is Star Wars, but no one will be there, I would do that.
Right, 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 right. Fair enough. So, you mentioned support of the industry, and, you know, you don't really need a free comic book day to get you in there to support the industry, but I want to talk more generally about the benefit to the stores. You know, I said that I spent a lot of money, and I know Brian, you did, and so did April, who actually was traveling with us, who is, as we know, our, what's her role? Social engineer behind the show. Is that what we've called her now?
Yeah, I think so.
So our social engineer accompanied us, and all three of us spent a fair amount of money on a free comic book day. But I couldn't help but note that there were people who were like coming in, getting their books and just bailing. And not to condemn them. I mean, somebody's giving away something for free. It's offered for free. So that's your right. But do you think there's a high percentage of same day turnovers? Like with every comic book, there's like an add on of a purchase item, or do you, what percentage do you think that probably is on the day itself?
Well, I think it's really low, which is why I like to go. I think a lot of people just hear free and show up and they don't even ever get to the comic book day part.
So they're just there, they grab the books, and they bail.
Yeah.
Eric, do you concur? Low percentage of add-on purchases?
I would say low percentage, but I would imagine that it's still a better sales day than their average day.
Okay, so they get a bump out of the day regardless. That's maybe how I should have asked it.
It's definitely a bump, but if you're going per capita who's spending money, I would assume it's lower than usual.
Okay. And Brian, do you think even though it's a small percentage of people that are actually converted into buyers, it's still a sales bump for them on that day?
Yeah, probably. I mean, most of the stores do have events and do have, you know, sales going on. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's an increase. I'm just not sure it's a proportional increase.
Sure, sure. Now let me get into a more speculative question than that. What percentage of customers become future customers of that store? Let's leave aside the fact that maybe this is their first visit or not their first visit. What percentage of customers come out of there like, man, you know, I like that place. I'm going to start shopping there. I'm going to be back. You think that's high, low? I mean, do you think that is one of the benefits of participating?
I think it's higher. I don't know if I'd go so far as to say it's actually high. I mean, I think you do get some people that show up once a year for Free Comic Book Day.
Right.
But yeah, I think it introduces more people to the to individual stores.
Eric, your thoughts?
I think it depends on how the people approach Free Comic Book Day. For example, if they approach it the way that you guys did, where you went to a bunch of stores, you had a whole daily lineup set up ahead of you and a routine, that you're going to see a bunch of stores and maybe one of them will surprise you with something you didn't know was there in the first place, or it was, you know, the people there really impressed you. But for the most part, I think everyone kind of has their go-to comic book store. And I've noticed that most people just go to the store they were going to, unless they didn't get what they were hoping for. Like, for example, if something was all gone by the time they get there and they couldn't get their hands on it.
Okay, so it's maybe a goodwill building exercise with your existing customer base, but not so much a conversion tool or a drawing them in tool necessarily.
I would say that's very limited. I don't see a lot of people who would intentionally go to their out of their way to go to a store they don't usually go to. The only way I see it better, or where they would get those kind of customers, is either one, they're new customers altogether to that area. They're new to comic books and went just because it was an event in town that they wanted to check out. Or, again, they did like you guys did and went to a bunch of stores and found one that they liked better than where they usually go.
Okay, so with all of those opinions, the next thing I wonder is whether this Free Comic Book Day is something that a comic store might feel compelled to participate in just to keep up with the Joneses, as it were, meaning they don't want the situation where people are coming in asking, like, you're not giving away free comic books? You're not participating? I mean, I'm wondering if, in some sense, this is or might possibly evolve into kind of a burden on the stores where you absolutely must do this. And maybe what I'm missing in what you said is that it's still a net positive, so forgive me if that's the case.
I can tell a story from 2 years ago, where April and I were doing the whole circuit, going here, going here, going here, using Google Maps. And for some reason, one of the smaller, like, tiny little hole-in-the-wall comic book stores had asked to be put on the Free Comic Book Day site, thinking it would be free advertising, and forgetting that they had to buy the comics. And forgetting that he would have increased sales on that day. So we showed up, and there were like maybe five other people there. And he hated us. I mean, he was mean. He was like, no, no, there's no free comics unless you buy something. No, 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 there's no free comics. You have to buy something first. No, you only get two. And they were like, they weren't even the Free Comic Book Day comics. They were like, you know, torn up Spideys from 1985. I mean, it was his trash. He was giving his trash away.
But making you purchase something before you got the trash.
Right. And like I said, you do not have to participate. No one said, like, yeah, your name is going on here and you have to order things or anything. He asked to have his name put on the website.
So he obviously was expecting a bump. So there is the perception that if you're a comic book store worth your salt, you'll participate.
You know what? First off, I don't think anyone would ever accuse him of being worth his salt. He's seriously one of those Android dungeon things. The only reason you ever go to him is because you don't have a choice. You either can't get to another comic book store or they don't have what you want. And, I mean, expecting a bump and having five customers in your store are totally different things. I mean, he was just like crapping himself with like five people in his store at a time.
Yeah, I'd say most major towns or cities have two kinds of comic shops. There's your fairly large, and again, that depends on your city, but fairly large comic shop that stays very up to date, tends to be clean, tends to be well dusted, always has the most recent collectibles available. Whether they're overpriced or not is really dependent on the store, but they have them. And then every city has the comic shop where you walk in, and you can feel it in your nostrils. It's dusty. It's dingy. Everything is still just in white boxes, kind of out of order. They're loaded with back issues of everything, and they have no idea what's in those boxes or where to find anything. And they have a clientele that just is content with sifting through everything, hoping for that glorious find. And those are the two that I've really seen just an abundance of. And rarely is there anything that kind of falls in between.
So given these two types we've identified, why do the curmudgeonly, like, I don't want to do this stores participate? I guess it's because they think they can piggyback on the event, right? As Brian sort of indicated, while not actually being obligated to participate.
Yeah, I wonder how much just getting your name on the website is enough of a bump. For example, like when you mentioned this store that got five extra people, I mean, that's five people he didn't have. I doubt he kept any of them as customers, but if you did it right, you may be able to get a little bit of a bump without really giving anything away.
I hopefully he was not by any means a fair example. He if anything, he lost customers that day. I have no idea why he would subject himself to that.
If you walked into a shop that was advertising an event and the guy made you feel like a criminal for insinuating that he would give something away to you, you disgusting freeloader, would you then feel obliged to purchase something from him? I would just be like, all right, dude, bye.
Well, I'm purposefully avoiding names because I don't want to shame anybody or anything. But everyone here knows where that store is. Where else do you go?
Yeah, if he's your only guy, right, as Eric sort of indicated a minute ago, if you're in that situation, like, he's your only store, right?
I mean, if you're a neighborhood kid and you don't have a car or you can't drive 45 minutes to Tate's or whatever, what do you do?
I actually was a neighborhood kid in that neighborhood, and I'm pretty sure that store has always been there. I think I just didn't read comics.
Yeah, I can't imagine you go anywhere else. I think you just puff on your asthma inhaler and go in for 10 minutes, get what you need, and get out.
Yeah, well, then I guess we identified a type of party that could benefit unfairly from this event. But is there a feedback mechanism for Free Comic Book Day? In other words, can you complain about, hey, this store said he was participating, but then told me to F off when I came in to get my free books?
Well, I would imagine the internet has made feedback available for everything. There's social media. There's Yelp for businesses. I guess people would have gone on there and just torn it to shreds if they were pissed enough, because no one goes on Yelp to say wonderful things unless they know the owner.
Good point, and I'm going to be going on Yelp to see the feedback on this particular establishment.
I wonder what happened this year, because, I mean, I didn't bother this year. I don't like going somewhere and getting yelled at, and I have every intention of spending money everywhere I went. So I wasn't going to spend money at him.
Right. I'm one of those people, and I preach about this all the time, that believe in spending my money with people who deserve it. And if you're cool enough to participate in Free Comic Book Day, I'm going to buy a little something while I'm there just because I want to reward you for doing that cool thing. But if you're a prick to me the minute I walk in, I'm not going to reward you with anything. Well, okay, the curmudgeonly comic book store owners aside, Brian, you mentioned that this event has been growing every year. Do you guys foresee future growth? Do you think that we're going to see Free Comic Book Day being like a thing for the rest of our lives?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. It might level off at some point, but especially with all of the superhero movies and everything going on now, I think it'll only get bigger.
Yeah, I think if my Black Friday analogy was any sort of insight into it, that it's just going to keep getting bigger, which is not a bad thing, and I am happy about it for the industry's sake, but it may keep me from attending unless there's something I really, really want to get my hands on.
Do you guys think any other industries can take a page out of the Free Comic Book Day book, pun fully intended? I can't think of where else it might work because I don't know any other industry where you're giving away relatively low dollar amount items.
Yeah, unless you get like a free candy day. I can't imagine what it'd be. And there is already a free candy day. It's called Halloween. So.
Right, right.
Free RPG day is Saturday, June 21st.
Oh, tell me
is
more.
Is that right?
Paizo Publishing, which is responsible for Pathfinder, Cosmic Patrol by Catalyst Games, Goodman Games, I've never heard of them, people who do Shadowrun, looks like they'll be giving away unique dice from Q Workshop, Mage the Ascension, all kinds of cool stuff. I actually did go to that last year. It was a little bit smaller last year, but I got Battletech, I got Shadowrun, I did get a Dungeons & Dragons module, I think it was. Actually, last year they had something for Star Wars Edge of the Empire, too.
That's cool. So free RPG day, that kind of sounds like a no-brainer. It's a similar industry in that you're putting out tangible products of, shall we say, modest value.
I'd like to throw this out there, too. Even though they don't call it free, they call it Tabletop Day.
I like it.
Did you get free stuff?
Yes, I did, actually. And you really were kind of keen in drawing that parallel, Brian. I did get free stuff, and I didn't go to Tabletop Day with the expectation of free stuff. I just went there with the expectation of playing some games. So there are opportunities for the games industry, the tabletop games industry, to do the same. Eric, any other entertainment genres that could lend themselves well to a promotional giveaway day?
I could see the video game industry doing it, but not tangibly. It would obviously be sort of an online event. And I know the Steam sales kind of fit that bill already, but I think it's possible. A massive demo day, perhaps.
I hate to say it, but I mean, as long as the world is ruled by GameStop, there's just no need to.
That is the reality.
Meaning they kind of rule the retail space as far as the niche gaming store goes, so they don't really have the incentive to do that.
Well, they're like this famous comic book store. Where else are you going to go?
Actually, right, I was thinking of it more as a possibility than a need.
I mean, they could, but they'd basically be giving away profit. I mean, I don't think they need the advertising or anything like that, and they have just such a stranglehold.
Yeah, you know, it's really hard for me to think of GameStop as having a stranglehold still, because I imagine Amazon and all these other outlets killing them, but they are still pretty powerful, aren't they? So they don't really have, because they're so comfortable, they don't really have an incentive to give away anything or to have an event, except for the, like, you know, trade in six games, get two free, or, you know, they do those promotions, but those aren't, there's no events. People, fans don't show up. There's no fandom-based event around those sales or anything, and I don't know that GameStop, at least in my recent memory, has done anything in, that would draw in like fans, any kind of fan appreciation day, right?
I picked this habit up from trying to be a writer, because when you write what you know, your reader doesn't necessarily know the same thing. So put yourself in the mind of the target audience, and when you put yourself in the mind of a target audience, where do you get most of your gift games from, Tom?
I buy them for people on Amazon usually.
No, where do you get them? Your mom buys you, or your grandma. I mean, our grandmothers obviously aren't running out and buying, but you know, if you're a 12-year-old kid and your grandma buys you something for your birthday, where does she go to buy it?
Good point. She goes to the game store. She goes to the place where you buy the games.
Like the one game store.
Right. Well, it says GameStop, and I was stopping in for games, so you know that seemed like the logical place. Although I will say my mom is savvy enough that she now uses Amazon.
Yeah, my mom does as well. And I've actually made a point of no longer pre-purchasing my games through GameStop at all. If I don't do it through Amazon, if I don't want it just showing up at the door, if there's some sort of, let's say, midnight release event, I have started using Best Buy, which, while I'll admit, is still a major store and not exactly ideal. They're just much nicer to their customers when it comes to these midnight events. When you go to GameStop, you wait in line outside, you sweat, you're miserable, and then finally they start letting people in one at a time, and it takes you forever to get what you are basically there to get right at the stroke of midnight because you're dying to play it. Best Buy allows you in the store. They generally hold events and competitions. Sometimes they even let you play the game you're about to buy while you're waiting for midnight. And then at midnight, it's right there waiting for you, and you just buy it and leave. They've even provided drinks and snacks.
I think, and I feel like I'm always the person taking up for GameStop because I want to like them for reasons I really can't explain. I think that Best Buy benefits from the fact that they have like a huge space. Like they can have a gathering of people in their space, whereas GameStop is just like one little shop tucked away in a mall, and the mall probably doesn't want them to stay open too late and is charging them extra, that sort of thing.
But if they're going to be open, you could extend it to the point where you might actually encourage people to show up and get in line by saying, okay, the first 20 people can come in and, you know, participate in said event.
You know, I think GameStop would benefit from giving their managers and employees some leeway when it comes to community relations, because I think your average GameStop employee is at heart just a video game nerd. And I know Brian and I are, we are former employees of a predecessor company to GameStop. I think you might have a lot, if there was some budget for each store, or even if there was guidance coming down from corporate, but they kind of let them handle it locally, I think they could build a lot of community in those stores. And I've said this in the past when we've talked about digital distribution killing off the retail space. I think they're going to have to step up their game and do that. They're going to have to make the game buying experience superior and give you a little something besides just trade-in credit, you know, to lure you in.
I don't know, because they have such a leg up when it comes to being that kind of only space available that they've used that power to even influence the developers and the producers of these games. Like, I know when Xbox One was talking about going mostly digital with their downloads and having a DRM and all of those sorts of things, even though there was a kind of an outcry from the fan base, I know that GameStop used their clout a little bit to say, look, you're not going to allow, or you're going to make us compete with your digital store. We're just not going to carry your stuff.
Right. We won't carry your system. Good luck distributing that digitally.
Right. And good point. And they were able to use their clout to push back on the manufacturer who was going to kind of enforce this digital delivery model. But if consumers organically begin to prefer that model, even without price breaks, I think that you'd still get back to GameStop having to use what advantages they have, which really at that point will be, hey, we're a physical store you can come to and talk to our cool employees and hang out.
Well, that's also why they started selling like peanut butter covered iPads and Zunes and everything.
Peanut butter covered iPads?
I immediately assume anything exiting a GameStop has peanut butter on it.
If it's used, it's got peanut butter all over it. Yeah, that's really accurate.
The worst thing I ever saw when we were employees there was a melted lollipop on a disc.
I saw cocaine in an instruction booklet.
I had an instruction booklet that looked like it had been soaked in semen.
Are you a refugee yourself, Eric? Were you a former?
I was not, no. I'm happy to say that I've, for the most part, really, really avoided retail as a whole. I did used to work for an independent record store as a kid, and that's probably my entire experience with retail, aside from being like a bag boy when I was 14.
You are lucky. Nothing will blunt your taste for gaming like working in a gaming store.
You know, I wonder how much that same thing happened to me with music working at a record store, because there are definitely things, if I hear them again, I'm immediately just disgusted. And well beyond, I think, what people experience, like, oh, this song is on the radio all the time. I mean, things that I heard back in, like, the early 90s still disgust me.
Yeah, well, I wonder if Free Comic Book Day is going to have this effect on people who work in comic book stores. They're eventually going to just not be able to look at them anymore. The hordes, they just kept coming. They kept moaning, free, free, and I can't take it anymore. Let's hope not.
Or it could go the other way around, like the coffee shop thing where you can get people like scratching at the windows like caffeine zombies just prior to the opening of the doors.
By the way, okay, great point. How much of the scratching at the door of the coffee shop is the social, like, look how addicted to coffee I am aspect of things, and how much is like, I really need this to get my day started?
I think anyone who's got a caffeine addiction, myself included, does need it, but I never need it to the point where I have to feign some like...
Feign. Yes, correct, Eric. That's
it
what
is
I
feigning.
Think.
It is right. Feigning. Like, I definitely have a caffeine addiction, and if I were to go, oh, I can't function, it's a lie. I can function, you can function, we can all function. We may not be happy about it, but that's...
Right, but I guess that gets to my point, which is that coffee shops have built a social scene around their product. And these people, you know, showing how addicted you are to coffee is a way to get a little cachet with your fellow caffeine addicts, I think, right? The same people probably show up every day. Oh, hey, Marcy. Hey, Bill. How you doing? Boy, can't start my day without my coffee. And I think there's something to be said for that, for having people want to be part of the purchasing experience. And I think Free Comic Book Day probably does that. And I think GameStop and the few other gaming retailers that remain out there could probably do something similar.
Well, you'd have to start marketing comics and other things as drugs for the most part, because caffeine, admittedly, is the one drug that kind of gets away with that. If anyone else was like, I can't start my day without alcohol, and was just scratching at the door of the local pub, they would be considered psychopathic for the most part. And again, if you're the kind of person who's like, I can't start my day with a, you know, with some Coke without Coke, then you need help. So,
but I know a lot of a lot of my neighbors and associates fit that description. No, they don't. I'm kidding.
Like, if you were genuinely scratching at a comic book store every morning, like, I can't start my day without reading what Batman's up to, like, you have a problem.
You have a problem, but you are one hell of a great consumer, and you are part of the scene that I'm saying could be built around video games. So there you go.
Right. I don't think any of the shop owners would be like, you need to seek help. They'd be like, we love you. Come on in.
Although, let's be honest, and I know Brian will concur, they probably need to advise a certain percentage of their customers to seek help anyway, addiction aside.
Yeah, I think escapism can be a real problem.
Among others that the comic book buying public seems to deal with. But enough bashing on my fellow comic book fans. Free Comic Book Day was, for me, a success. Brian, I think you will concur.
Except for the Space Marine. I was pretty happy.
And Eric, we do hope you will join us. It is mandatory as part of our podcast that you attend, so please make plans for next year. You have 350-something days to get your...
I'll treat it like Black Friday, which means you guys may have to show up at my door and drag me out kicking and screaming.
Can do, will do. And I'll tell you what else I'll do. I'll promote our podcast with my closing remarks. You don't have to wait for Free Nerdstravaganza Day to listen to our podcast. No, you can subscribe free of charge, either via iTunes or whatever other pod-catching software you happen to use, or stream our show using the amazing streaming service known as Stitcher.
You can join the fun on Facebook by liking us, Twitter and Instagram by following us, Google Plus by plus wanting us, and you can join our private Facebook group.
And feel free to scratch at our website every morning like a coffee zombie at nerdstravaganza.com, or drop us a line at nerdstravaganza@gmail.com.
And until our next Free Nerdstravaganza Day, which will actually be our next episode, I encourage you all to keep reading.